while Ardsdale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
Good morning, church. We bless the Lord for bringing us together, and I pray that the Lord himself will speak to our hearts and will write his word in our spirit, man, in Jesus' name. As Reverend has introduced, I'm from CAP, Christian Against Poverty, and just have a bit of word to exhort and presentation to make to the church. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Lord and our God, we thank you. Blessed Redeemer, we appreciate you. Behold us at your presence. We ask that you will show us mercy. We ask that, O Lord, you will reveal your heart to us. We ask again, Father, you will write your thoughts in our hearts, and that, Lord, it will be engrafted, that will bring unto us faithful obedience. Thank you for hearing us. Even in this short time, break your word gently. Let it be mixed faith in our hearts, in Jesus' name. Amen. So we have life to the full. Life to the full. Before we look into the scripture briefly, I've got a phone call to make. You wonder what phone call? There's a phone call. It's going to ring shortly. It's a phone call that Paul made.
Christians Against Poverty, Tanya speaking, how can I help?
I wanted to make an appointment to speak to somebody about my debt.
Okay. What's your first name and surname?
It's Paul. It's me and my wife, Heather.
Lovely.
I was aware of Christians Against Poverty. I picked up your leaflet when I went to give blood at the Baptist.
Thank you for that.
I am going through a mental health crisis at the minute. Okay. It's all sent me over the edge. I'm under watch for suicide watch at the minute. There was an attempt last Wednesday. I didn't go through with it.
Is there anything for Heather that we should be made aware of?
She just had an operation for cancer.
What I need you to do now is just give me an overview of what your debts are.
Okay. We were managing up until Christmas, really, and then we just started to have no money left in our account when direct debits were going out, so we haven't paid electric or gas since Christmas. I've got a attachment of earnings order, which takes a third of my wages away, and that happened on Wednesday, which tipped me over the edge.
What's that for?
Council tax.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's council tax that we haven't been able to pay either.
Okay.
The rent is the one thing that we made sure that we paid, so that I wanted to make sure that we still had a roof over the head, and then anything else doesn't matter as long as we've got a roof over our heads.
So, nearest available appointment is the 7th of June. So, you booked in with a lovely lady called Helen.
Yeah.
She will gather your paperwork. We're going to help you to budget, work your payments out for your creditors, go through the options available, and just advise on what we feel is best based on your personal circumstance. All right?
Right. Okay.
And that's it. All done.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks for your call today, Paul. And we look forward to working with you. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Amen. Paul's call is among about 16,000 calls that we do receive yearly or over. And you can try to assess what other percentages it could be, or the number of people who are not able to reach out to CAP. Of course, it's not only CAP that is in this business. When I say business, it's not about business of making money, but this rendering service to the body of Christ. Unfortunately, that's a very high figure. The fraction of people struggling is quite unimaginable. And the start of CAP came out of the founder, even and the wife, that they only had £10 voucher. And that became a vision that birthed CAP. Paul and the rest of people in the UK are barely getting something to eat. Some need to decide whether to warm the food or to eat the house. And it's so sad that it's happening out there, and we're having it even in the church. Some a bit ashamed to be able to speak up. The welfare team in the church might not be able to identify them, except they pray and the Lord reveal to them. So CAP is at the heart of the church. That is to take the burden off the pastors, so that you can reach out to those who are in need. But God will need the help of those of us that he has provided for. And God wants us to be able to be a helper to someone that is in need. And like Pastor was saying, the life is not about life of entertainment or rave. The life is the life of compassion. Is the life of kindness. You recall many times when Paul goes on that his missionary journey, the elders, we keep telling him, don't forget the needy and the poor. And Paul in Corinthians, he will say, gather the money together. When I'm going to give it to those who are needy and poor. And the scripture tells us that we will always have such people in our midst. It's quite strange why the scripture says that. God testing our faith. God testing the compassion we may have for our brother, for our sister. And this is in the heart of CAP. 1 in 5 people are going through this. It might not be poverty of food. Some may have poverty of idea, creative ability. Some may have poverty in their matrimony. But you will know the impact that will make on the people. Let's look at the word of Jesus briefly in John 10:10. John chapter 10. John 10:10. For us to have a bit of context, I'll read 9 to 11. Is that okay? I read 9 to 11, and I read, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Here is Christ revealing to us, I am. Meaning that he has that attribute of God. He says, I am the gate. What Christ is saying here is that before the advent of his coming, there was a period of 400 years. And during that period of 400 years, there were different people who were neither prophet, either minor or major, and they came in. And what they did was something that was contrary to the law of God. So Christ now came in the New Testament, and he came with that revelation that some strange prophets, strange pastors, strange leaders, they have crept into the church. And you might wonder, what was their creeping for? Their creeping was to try and reduce the power of God's word. And their creeping in was to come and distort the truth. And cry now said, all those who came were false. And he now says, the gateway by which they come in were not right. And Jesus is saying, I am the gate. Even for Jeremiah, even for Isaiah, Jesus was the gate because they all pointed to Jesus. And even in the New Testament, we know is the gateway for us to be born again. Is it not Christ? It's Christ. So Jesus now come here to say to them, I am the gate. It means that anyone who has entered outside of the gate of Christ will need to be fished out. Because these are the people that has brought the poverty of the word of God. It's interesting to see that when there is poverty of the word of God, it will affect everything we are doing. And you will remember in the time of Eli, where the Bible says the word of God was scarce, was few. And we saw how the effect was on the whole land. Once the word of God is reducing, it will affect everything in the land. We may think that we have victory, we have success, we have things to rejoice with, but God is saying that the word of God is actually central to everything we are doing. So let me pick it further. And he now says, whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. So it means that the pasture's green is actually Christ. It means that when we come to Christ, we come to Christ for satisfaction. We come to Christ for enjoyment. We come to Christ to enjoy the blessings that God has given to us. Since is the gate, is also the pasture's green. Remember the Psalm 23. He is that actually the shepherd. And even if David could say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And he says, he leads me. So you know, since he is the gate, he's the pastor, he's the one who leads. And here he says, I am the good shepherd. If he said, I am a good shepherd, it means there are bad shepherds. And the bad shepherds have brought the distortion of the truth to the church. Let me pick it further. And it says, he will come in and go out. Before that time, the law restricted so many people to just one way. But Christ now gives us the liberty. Liberty to go in. Liberty to go out. Wherever we go in and out to, he is the pastor. And the Lord is making us to see that. But there was somebody. And let's see what it says in verse 10. And verse 10 says, the thief comes only. That is a thief, not thieves. And there is one thief. And he comes only. That means the thief has an agenda. The thief is intentional. The thief is deliberate. And he knows what he's doing, he's focused. If the thief is focused about stealing, killing, and destroy, what are we to focus on as a church? The thief is very savvy in doing evil. Are we savvy in compassion? Are we savvy in kindness? He says the thief comes only to do what? To steal, to kill. If somebody robs you of your BMW 6X, he knows that you have something good, it is something good. But if you are riding a wheelbarrow, will the thief come to you? You are laughing. He won't come because you have something good. So it means those that the thief has stolen from, he is saying something great about them. The thief is stealing marriage, stealing career, stealing good health, stealing joy. That's what the thief does. And he says he come to kill, to finish, cessation of life. The one devastating, many theologians will have said, to steal, to destroy, and kill. But this is master speaking. And it is final when the master speaks. The worst one is to destroy. To destroy that, you'll be traumatized, you'll be scattered, you have mental sickness, you don't get your life again. So when the master said to steal, to kill, to destroy, every time I look at this scripture, I say, oh, shouldn't destruction comes before killing? You know, when someone dies, you know, he's gone to rest. Oh, he's gone to peace. But someone is going through terrible sickness that doctors cannot even find answer to it. And the person is going through it, is going through a real problem, pain. That's what people who are under the poverty line are going through. And he says the thief comes. So there are two aspects to that John chapter 10. The first aspect is the enemy, is the evil one. The first aspect is devil himself. But he uses certain agents or associates to do his evil work. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Let's see the second aspect. And the second aspect, it says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. There are two kinds of life that the Lord is speaking about here. The first life is the life that you and I live here on earth. The second life is the abundant life, is the fullness of life. You cannot have the fullness of life if you don't have the Christ life. Am I making sense? But we used to have a certain life before. It was a life I can call the old life. It's a life I can call the old creation life. The life that we inherited from Adam and Eve after they fell in the Garden of Eden in Genesis chapter 3. It's the life we inherited. We were born with it. We did not acquire it. That life could not take us to heaven. That life will not even allow me to be a compassionate someone to someone who is in it. That life is selfish. That life love itself. That life is disobedient. Disobedient is inherent with that life. That's the life we inherited. Even a little child has that life. You wonder, what do you mean? Have you seen when a little child is sucking the mom's breast? And suddenly the child bites the nipple. Instead of the child saying, Mommy, sorry, just be smiling. But the mom is going through pain. Am I saying the truth, Mom? Maybe I did as well. That's the life. But that life grows with it. No one, a normal parent will sit down and say, I want to teach you how to steal and how to kill and destroy. Am I making sense? Where did we get that? Is that life? So Jesus now came and said, I want to give you a life. It means those who were before never gave us life. But the life, not just the life to live, but the life abundant. The life full, a complete life. But for us to have this life, I can now go to 11. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He must lay down his life. The seed must fall to the ground. If not, it will abide alone. But when you throw it to the ground, it's going to blossom and it's going to save another life. So Jesus had to die for us to have the new creation life. He had to die to give us the new life. And that life is the seal, is the deposit that will give us the life of fullness. Hallelujah. So Jesus has come to give us two lives, so to say. The life to live here, but in a godly way, that will take us to eternity. And Jesus is saying, that life is not just to speak. It's not just something you demonstrate. It's a life to live. It's a life of compassion. Is a life of love, is a life of faith, is a life of forgiveness, is a life of showing empathy, is a life of showing that you care. But we cannot do that if it doesn't give us such. None of us can obey the scripture except the Lord helps us Matthew 5:17. So once we have that life, is the life that I believe. And this is the life to the fullest. That even though certain people can't live that life because they don't have the grace, they don't have the capacity. But God is saying that those of us that have that capacity, the grace, God helping us to do what we cannot do by ourselves, is that life to give to us. That's the life to the full. And this is what CAP is bringing today. CAP revealing to us that to demonstrate a kindness that, Lord, this is what you have done for me. This is what I'm giving back to the body of Christ. If I cannot sing, if I cannot play on the drums, if I cannot be in the technical section, I can actually give £5 to somebody. If I cannot be the caretaker in the church, if I cannot even be an usher, God is saying, something that you have, you can give it. You can be a body to someone. You can be a prayer partner to someone. You can volunteer a certain time that you have. I'm trying to bring to you the services that CAP has. The Lord is saying, there is something that he has deposited in you and I to be able to help my brother, to be able to help my sister. God is saying that we have to give so that we can receive. It is in giving that we receive. What a mystery. That's the mystery of the gospel. Christ gave his life. And then, so that we can have the newness of life. So he's saying that out of what he has given to us, we can give to those who do not have. To take the burden off the church, CAP, Christian Against Poverty, is now running the service. That's why I'm here. As God's people, we are called to bring hope and to share Jesus' message. As you have heard in John 10:10, a life to the full. We just have to be willing to follow the call, church. CAP partners with churches to run debt centers, provide face-to-face holistic debt help. Our team assists people in the church community that are trapped in an unmanageable debt and compassionately walk them throughout the journey of the debt. Don't be shy if you are in the church and you are going through a difficult period. We are to be our brother's keeper. We are to provide emotional support, prayers, assist them to gather their paperwork. That's what we do in CAP. We respond to immediate practical needs, like emergency food shop, fuel vouchers. Our qualities, I do not really want to emphasize on it, but we have debt advisors who negotiate with creditors on their behalf and to draw up budget of income and expenditure to liberate them from the debt. You will see that the ministry of Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 4, that of compassion, to proclaim good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness those who are in prison. We saw that Jesus goes about during his earthly ministry doing good. He was healing the sick, raising the dead, making the lame to walk. He surrounded himself with people, and you could see whether they were socially depraved, Jesus was with them. Economically, he was with them. Those who were powerless, we saw Jesus there. Another reference of the scripture in Luke 4, we can see that Isaiah 61, verse 1. So what does it mean, living full life to the full, look like? It isn't necessarily about material wealth. A fullness of life is having the ability to provide sufficiently for ourselves and for our family. It's being able to participate fully in the society It's being part of a supportive community where we can contribute and feel valued. It is knowing who we are and our worth as children of God and building a life that reflects this. This is the full life that Jesus offers. A full life for us to live here. It is one of acceptance, purpose, and hope. You may not be able to preach the gospel like Paul. You may not be able to travel like the disciples, but I believe that you can touch a life. You can touch a life this morning, even if it is £1, £5. After I tie this together, there is a stand there. If you are led by the Lord, just to just walk up, whether it's a cash gift, whether you want to make it a monthly support, the Lord will bless such. He will bless such. You may not be able to go to the food bank center, but CAP will do that for you. This is what God is speaking to us. To live the life to the fullest is not about hanging out. Even in hanging out, God is saying, make sure you've sorted out what is inside. Praise be to the name of the Lord. This is what we do at CAP. And to tie this together, perhaps you are gifted in prayer. We have a prayer team in which there's a specified time where you can join the prayer team to pray for other people who are in need. Perhaps you want to befriend someone. Perhaps you can help at the job center where CAP runs in the local community. You are welcome. Whether you are in the financial industry, you can help out with the income and support, the CAP Money Coach, you can help as well. These and many other services CAP renders. We are based in Bradford, near Leeds, the pastor was talking about. Just like him, I just saw the leaflet somewhere, pastor. I just picked it, and I found myself in Bradford training as well, just like you. So it's just about being sensitive and alert and caring for others. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Thank you for this privilege to be able to share briefly with us what we do at CAP. You can become a life changer if the Lord leads you.
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information, or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.